encouraging this ummah that they must do, and at the same time there is a lot of room and latitude for procedure, right? So that's why in fiqh there can be no one exact what? Truth. That's why we've always accommodated what? Difference of opinion. We have not accommodated a difference of opinion in aqidah. Okay, that would be blasphemy or heresy, and that would be just very silly and stupid. But in fiqh, we said the sky's the limit. So if Imam Shafi says this is fine, if Abu Hanifa says the exact opposite, that's fine too. Right? And Imam Malik has a third opinion, Imam has a third. So as long as they are qualified scholars, we're fine with it. Meaning they have the tools to evaluate this hadith and that hadith, and we follow them, that is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't become so fanatical and perfectionist about Islam that you stop doing it. You stop practicing Islam. Right? As people say about when you argue about Taraweeh in Ramadan, it's only 8 rakats. Okay, fine. Do 8 rakats. Right? So the hypocrisy of those people who say it's only 8 rakats is that they don't even do 8 rakats. And that's the problem. So we say stop arguing about 8 or 20, do something. So that's why the Prophet knew that when you get into this religious mode, okay, then the devil will come in and he will insinuate that unless the deed is perfect, Allah will not accept. And behind that, what's the devil's intention? That you don't do anything. So perfectionist in religious performance usually